This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. Hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. New Jersey prosecutors have released audio from multiple 911 calls, which were placed last month after a 17-year-old boy allegedly ran over two girls. Seven emergency calls were made after the teens struck and killed Maria Neotis and Isabella Salas, both 17, as they rode e-bikes in Cranford on September 29th.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
We got hit by cars here. We need police, ambulance, Phillies, two people. One's under a car. One is down the street. Not good.
Are they conscious and breathing?
Nobody's conscious. Nobody. Everyone's stunned. Not moving. It's fatal.
Authorities claim the suspect was driving 70 in a 25-mile-per-hour zone when he ran over the two girls and drove away. Our friends at Crime Online have more.
The hit-and-run driver doesn't get far. Police find the suspect vehicle, a black 2021 Jeep Compass, broken down from damage sustained in the crash just blocks away on Lincoln Avenue, with a bike still lodged in the front bumper. The 17-year-old boy behind the wheel is briefly detained and ultimately released to his family with 15 traffic tickets while police continue to investigate the crash.
The Neotis and Salas families release a statement claiming their daughter's deaths were not the result of an accidental hit and run. They say the 17-year-old driver, a coward of a man, has been planning an attack on Maria for months. Friends and family say the teen, Maria's classmate at Cranford High, who once pursued Maria romantically, has been harassing, stalking, and threatening Maria for at least 3 months. Neotis had a protective order against the suspect. Though prosecutors have kept his identity private, traffic tickets reveal his name, Vincent Battaloro. Reports indicate Battaloro parked outside Neotis's home for 3 months and was never arrested. The teen posted to his gaming YouTube channel about his campaign against Neotis for deigning to complain to the school about his behavior.
I think Maria's hungry. I think we're going to send her a pizza. Sure. So, y'all know I have a vengeance against this girl for accusing me of sending. I'm going to call a pizza to her house. Yes. Cash at the door. So, Fula, or my dad wants to call you Falula. Don't fool me. Stupid name. You should not have accused me of sending porn. And you should not have dragged me into creating a police report.
A day after the deadly crash, he took to YouTube again to claim he was bullied. During the live stream, he mentioned all the engagement he was receiving from viewers who admonished him for Salas and Neotis' slayings. Battaloro was arrested 2 days after Neotis and Salas' deaths. Though he remains jailed on 2 counts of first-degree murder, he has not been charged as an adult. Union County prosecutors have until December to petition to have the case moved from juvenile to adult court. A trial is underway for a Tennessee mother accused of neglecting her 13-year-old son to death. Kadarius Maddox had cerebral palsy and weighed just 38 pounds when he died on July 6, 2022. An autopsy report said the boy died of malnutrition. A home health care nurse testified that she frequently arrived at the home to find Kadarius laying in a bathtub, wearing a disposable diaper, often filled with feces. Maisha Mays said his mother would invariably tell her she was about to wash him off. Mays described the mother as absent and unresponsive to her son, frequently ignoring him, blaming him for family issues, and even saying she wished he was dead. Mays testified that Kadarius was a happy child away from his home during the week when his mother let him spend time at her home. Mays recalled on the stand, "Once my husband got home, he would interact more with him, dancing with Kadarius, singing with him. We just wanted to make him feel at home." Mays said when she brought him back to the Maddox home, the boy cried. Kadarius's pediatrician also testified about his alarming weight loss. Dr. Gary Griffith said that the child weighed 47 pounds at his last in-person visit in December 2020 and that his general examination was okay. He said the weight was low, even for a child with cerebral palsy, but what I need is a second point, because then that tells me what the rate is. Griffith never got that second point because Maddox never brought the boy back to see the doctor. Cheyenne Maddox is standing trial for murder and aggravated child neglect. The trial continues. A Missouri woman has been charged with domestic assault after a violent fight with her boyfriend ended when she hit him with garden shears and tried to run him over with his truck. During questioning, Newark told Douglas County Sheriff's deputies, "If I was gonna run him over, I would have run him over. You know what I'm saying?" A probable cause statement says that the pair had gotten into an argument, leading the boyfriend to get into his truck to drive away. Newark followed him into the truck and began hitting and kicking him. The boyfriend was also fighting with her and at one point bit her on the hand. The boyfriend said he struck back in self-defense, matching Newark's claims. That's when she said she grabbed the garden shears and hit him in the head. Deputies noted contusions on the boyfriend's torso, as well as a 3-inch cut on his head. Newark had a bruise below one eye and a cut on her thumb. After Newark hit him with the garden shears, the boyfriend got out of the truck and ran for the house. That's when Newark took over the driver's seat and drove toward him, prompting him to take cover behind a tree. Newark drove past him, and he ran into the house, locked the doors, and called 911. Newark broke the screens on two windows, trying to get in before deputies arrived. In addition to a charge of domestic assault causing serious injury, Newark is charged with armed criminal action. She was released from jail on Friday on her own recognizance. The boyfriend was not charged. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.